Hi there, and welcome to Tween Talk. Today's episode is absolutely amazing. I got to talk to Tea Passons all about her brand In Between Skincare. I learned so much, and so will you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hi there, my name's Amelia, and I'm the host for Tween Talk. Here, we'll be talking all things tween, fashion, beauty, food, and lots more.
Hi, T.
Hi, Millie. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. So today I'm going to ask you a few questions. Is that all right?
That's wonderful, yes.
Perfect. So tell me a bit about your professional background.
All right, Millie. I am an aromatherapist and a skincare therapist. So I've dealt with skin for many, many years, and I used to have my own business with looking after people's skins. And amongst other things, I also worked for people who make skincare and people who distribute skincare, mainly in Australia. And now I've created and that brought about a passion in skincare, which I've always had. And after that, I created my own range specifically for children and young people.
Yeah. So your business is called In Between Skincare for Kids, right?
That's correct.
How did you come about that name? It's really cool.
Well, because I felt that it kind of tells people what it's for. It's for that in-between age from sort of after children finish up being toddlers and they sort of start heading off to kindy and to school. Yeah. And then it's for that in-between age from sort of your kindy and prep kids right up to teenage. So it handles those in between years. And I would say that a lot of the range particularly is for what we now call tweens. So that age just before teenagehood.
Nice. So how did In Between come about?
Okay. Well, I've always had an interest in skincare, even as a young child, and that developed further in my teens. And I also used to suffer quite badly with acne. So becoming a beauty and skincare therapist, well, it was a given, really. So after that, when I grew up and I had children of my own, and both of them had skincare issues in the beginning, and so I had to use specialized creams and things on them, and that was fine, and they eventually grew out of it. But what I noticed was there's so many skincare ranges for babies and toddlers.
Yeah.
And then you get a lot of skincare for adults, and there's a few skincare ranges sort of for your teenagers, but those seem to focus more on acne. And so there wasn't really anything for that in between age group and range. And I thought, well, what do I buy my kids? And then I started thinking about it. And then I came up with the idea. And so I just got cracking and created it. And here I am.
Nice. So what exactly is your role with the brand?
Well, pretty much because we are still a new company, I do most of the things, and so I created it. I developed my website in conjunction with, I have a very talented web creator, and I don't actually make the product in my kitchen, so rest assured it does get made. It does get made in a proper skincare factory,
yeah.
But I do most things with the range, but I do have a very small team who help me as well.
Where can we get your products? I know how you mentioned that you had a website.
Mm-hmm. So my product is available online at inbetweenskincare.com.au. And that's where, and we are working on getting a couple of stores as well. But for the moment, inbetweenskincare.com.au.
Yeah, yeah. So what's the best skincare routine for tweens?
Okay, so what I always recommend is to keep things simple, because if you keep things simple, it means you're more likely to keep at it. So what I recommend is just a gentle cleanser. used yeah. morning and night. So you use it in the morning and you use it at night to get rid of any sunscreen that you've been wearing or any sweat or any other dirt. So once in the morning, once at night, and every day, morning or summer, summer or winter rather, you need to use like a moisturizing sunscreen.
Yeah.
Simply because, especially in Australia, our skin cancer rates are extremely high, and it's just good to get into those sort of good habits when you are young. If you are experiencing breakouts, you might like to add a clay mask or a spot treatment to problem areas. But I would say the main thing is to start with little steps so that if ever you get acne when you are older, you already know how to look after your skin and you're not starting out. You might just switch up your products or add a couple of new products to your routine, but you're already used to doing it every day, and it just becomes a habit, like brushing your teeth twice a day.
Good. So when should we start looking after our skin? Like what age?
Okay, so you're already looking after your skin, you know, right from when you're born. Your parents are, you know, giving you baths and all that type of thing. So it just follows on from there. But if you are looking to get more into a routine, I would say puberty. You can start earlier than puberty, obviously, just with the basics, as I said, cleaning and using sunscreen, a moisturizing sunscreen every day. Yeah. But as you head towards puberty and hormones start taking action on the skin, that might be when most people actually start looking at it and saying, oh, I need to start doing something. And also, again, that's also the age when children might start wearing things. They might start developing body odor and start noticing and needing to wear a deodorant as well.
With all those products that you have mentioned, do you sell all of those, right?
I do. I have a few products in my range and we are growing all the time. So we have a very gentle foam-based cleanser and yeah. we have an all-in-one wash, which is a bigger size and can be used to wash everything from your hair right down to your toes. We sell a deodorant, a lip balm, and we also do a daily moisturizer as well. And we also have a clay mask.
That's great. So my skin gets really dry sometimes. What would you recommend for that?
Okay, so do you use anything on your skin at all at the moment?
Yes, I do. I wash my face every night and then put moisturizer on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how about in the morning?
Nothing.
Okay, so that can be where you might need to do it. So you'd need, again, cleanse in the morning and then apply, if depending on your sunscreen, you could either wear a moisturizing sunscreen because that will help. And especially at the moment, it is winter, so you do get a lot of drying effects from heating and wind, so skin sometimes becomes a little bit drier then. So I would definitely recommend moisturizing throughout the day as well, with a lightweight moisturizer. Moisturizer doesn't have to be heavy to give you the results and benefits that you need.
That's great. So what's your go-to or your favorite product to use?
Okay, so whilst my brand is designed for children, I do have parents or adults who buy it for themselves as well. And I have to admit loving the product that I started the range with, which is the Bee Sun Smart SPF Moisturizer. It's a really lightweight moisturizer which sinks in. It sort of has a vanilla fragrance to it. So it's really nice and pleasant to use. So that's my favorite.
Really got to get myself some of that. So what sort of ingredients do you use? Because on your website, you have the three B's, mm-hmm. Be natural, be kind, and be honest.
Yeah. So, okay, so
What do you kind of use in your products?
Okay, well, first off, I will start by saying that everything is a chemical, including water. So whilst there are some brands who say, oh, we're chemical free, that's not actually possible. So our products are made. What I do try to do, though, is I use products which or ingredients that are less likely to cause aggravation on delicate children's skin, and yeah. use what I call kids skin friendly formulas. And so we try to use as many naturals and botanicals as we can. And we try to, and we also avoid synthetic fragrances. So for instance, in our deodorant, we use essential oils as opposed to synthetic fragrances. And we don't include things like bicarbonate of soda, aluminium and alcohol, as they can be irritating. So whilst we are still chemicals, because everything is a chemical, we try and use things which are based for delicate skins. And also for to minimize, so people who have allergies as well can feel that they can use the products as well without irritating themselves.
All right. So we've discussed the Be Natural. What about the Be Kind and the Be Honest? What are they about?
Well, being kind is just, you know, people often say if you can't say anything, or if, in a world where you can be anything, be kind. And I always like to say be kind, because you never know what the other person is going through and you don't know what their experiences are. And sometimes you can say things, a lot of time people say things, but words can hurt. So sometimes it's just being watching what you say and looking out for the next person and looking out for your friends and your family.
Yeah. So what's your best bit of business advice for tweens?
Well, your best piece of business advice would be, if you have an idea, don't be afraid to go for it. Sometimes things take a little while. And you had mentioned before about asking about some life advice. It would be to learn from others and make it easy for others to learn from you. So if you see somebody, an older person, and you like what they're doing, or you don't know how they do a job that you know nothing about, ask them, because you never know where it might lead. It might spark a passion in you, and it might spark an idea, and it might take you where you want to end up in life later on.
I have a few quick fire questions.
All right, let's try and go with those.
So what's your best bit of life advice?
Well, as I said earlier, that's to learn from others and to make it easy for others to learn from you. Because we're always doing things, and sometimes a person will say, oh, Millie, I like how you did that. Will you show me? So make it easy.
Yeah.
Be approachable. Make it easy for people to ask things, because sometimes people are scared to ask. But if you make it easy for them and you can show them something, you never know, they might remember you for years and years after that.
Yeah. These are this is a bit of a strange question, but your opinion, does tomato sauce belong in the pantry or the fridge?
Well, you know, I truly believe it belongs in the pantry, but as I live in Queensland, mine lives in the fridge.
Everyone in my family tries to put it in the fridge, and I'm like, no, it's in the cupboard.
Well, I'm with you there.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
I would like to give people, especially young people, the power to be confident and to make the most of their opportunities. Because sometimes we don't make the most of the opportunities and we regret it when we're a little bit older.
Yeah. So, T, is there anything that you'd like to ask me?
Well, I had a listen to some of your other podcasts that you had, and what made you start, what made you decide to do a podcast?
So, well, one night my mum was like, hey, do you want to do a podcast? And I'm like, sure. So we started researching about it, discussed it for a few nights, and then we came up of the idea, Tween Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so we bought the microphone and all the equipment, And I just started, and then so we posted the first one, and it was really good, actually. I was very happy with it. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
So you hope to, so that might be something that you're passionate in talking to people and finding about out things about what they do.
Yeah.
So okay, well, I was very impressed by them. So that was a great job.
Thank you. So thank you so much for coming in, T. You had some great tips and tricks in there. I'll really have to consider getting those products that you mentioned.
Okay. Well, as I said, I'd start off simple and go from there. Simple yeah. is always best. And thank you for giving me an opportunity to be on your podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.